This past week, the U.S. watched as South Korea voted in a new National Assembly, which for the first time in 40 years is dominated by a left-of-center party. Some analysts see the elections as a milestone in South Korea's progression from a very close ally of the United States during the Cold War to a more independent-minded nation. Victor Cha is a political science professor at Georgetown University. We've asked him for his views on the election and other Korea issues, and he joins us from member station WAMU. Thanks for coming in, Professor.
My pleasure.
Well, the United States, of course, is deeply interested in what happens on the Korean Peninsula for a number of reasons, the biggest concern being North Korea's nuclear programs. In fact, at the time of the election, Vice President Dick Cheney was in South Korea to talk about the situation in the North. How does this election affect what the Bush administration would like to accomplish there?
Well, I think there's a popular view out there that says that this group that's come into power is now very far to the left of what the Bush administration would like to do vis-a-vis North Korea, which is take a harder line. While it's certainly true that this group does have more liberal tendencies and wants to seek some sort of reconciliation with the North, how far to the left they will really swing, I think, is open to question.
And I guess we should say this is the Uri Party that we're speaking of.
Yes, the Uri Party.
Of course, the election followed the impeachment of President Noh-Moo-Hyun. How did the impeachment affect the vote?
Oh, I think it affected it a great deal. You know, prior to this election, what you were dealing with was this Uri Party that was really an embattled party in the legislature. It was not in a good position. It was losing members. And you had the conservative opposition that was in the dominant position. The impeachment of the South Korean president really led to a groundswell of sympathy, I think, for the president and this party, which he is very closely aligned with. And for that reason, the vote almost turned into a referendum on whether the country wanted Noh-Moo-Hyun as their president.
How did the war in Iraq factor in all of this? Several South Koreans were among those kidnapped and later released in Iraq last week.
That's a very good question. I think, again, one of the arguments out there is that with this new majority, this left-of-center group may renege on the decision that the South Korean government made to provide troops for the Iraqi reconstruction effort. This is not an insignificant group. If they go in full number, they will be the third largest military contingent in Iraq behind the United States and Britain. But the extent to which this new government and the president, if he is reinstated, will actually pull back on this decision, I don't think they're going to do that. This was the same group that also voted to support the war in Iraq last spring, actually sent non-combatant forces for that. The Uri Party itself voted for the dispatch of forces to Iraq for the Iraqi reconstruction effort. So the likelihood of a big turnaround there, I don't think, is high.
How do you expect the Bush administration really to react to the results of this election?
I think they'll react to it in a very positive way. I mean, this is what the South Korean people have chosen, and the Bush administration has been able to work with this government. You know, when this government first came into office a little over a year ago, people thought that this would be the end of the alliance, a left-leaning president backed by a left-leaning constituency. And what we found was that although the process was itself ugly, a lot of anti-Americanism, the results tended to be things very much in support of the alliance, whether it was Iraq or a rebalancing and realignment of forces on the peninsula.
Well, one other question. We learned today that North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-il, is making a rare visit outside the country, crossing the border into China. How should we read that?
Well, I think it's part of an attempt by the North Koreans to continue to keep the Chinese on their side in this six-party process that's aimed at ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Probably of all the countries involved here, the United States, Japan, South Korea, Russia, China, and North Korea, the North Koreans probably get the most sympathy from China, and they are probably therefore trying to caucus in advance of the next round of talks.
Well, Victor Cha is a professor of political science at Georgetown University and author of the book Nuclear North Korea. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.